Steve Campbell joins me now, live, by the way, to tell us all about it. Hello, Steve. Steve. No. Has Steve gone? We've lost Steve. Steve, you No. Oh, we've lost Steve. Do you know what? I've just woken him up at 3:30 US time and we've lost him. That is a nightmare, isn't it? Maybe he didn't enjoy the Doors. It's live radio, people. Let's have the Gorillaz. I'll try and get Steve back on the phone. Maybe he thinks, ooh, I didn't like her Scottish accent much. Let's do this immediately.
Interview.
Oh, fingers crossed. A Scottish man now living in the United States has come up with the ambitious idea of combining forces fundraising with creating the world's largest kilt. That man who's been up forever, Steve Campbell, joins me on the phone now. Steve!
Yes.
Yeah! Oh, I love it. You did a little bit of a pause there. That was really naughty. What I am looking forward to, though, is telling you the big cheese story. I've been building this up quite a lot. Do you want to hear it? Do we do it now? Because we could also turn this into a big question. What's the most disappointing present anyone's ever given you? Picture the scene, right? We're in the office yesterday. And Hal, right, the office was quite busy yesterday. Hal came sidling up beside me in the office and, like, really sort of mysteriously whispered, Len. And I was doing something on the computer. I was kind of in the zone. And I turned around, what? And he went, shh, like, you know, as if to say, don't draw attention to me. I went, what? And he went, do you want a baby bell? He said, I'm not joking you. Do you want a baby bell? Honestly, last night I was sitting in the house, I'm still laughing about it. I just can't believe the mystery surrounding this big baby bell question, right? I mean, I would understand it if it was a really expensive chocolate. You know, and he only had three of them or something. But, shh, do you want a baby bell, right? And I quite like baby bells. George eats them. So I went, yeah, all right, give us a baby bell. And Richard and Nikki popped their heads and go, what's going on over there? And I said, he's trying to sort of, he doesn't want everyone to know that he's offering me a baby bell because he hasn't got any left. And they're all wetting themselves. Anyway, the worst bit about this cheese story is, get this, he kept it in his pocket. Think about that. It was warm and slowly maturing in his pocket all morning. Yeah, I ate it, but still. Maz joins us on the wall this morning. Flip sake, she says. Good self-editing there. Don't you just hate it when the bin men wake you up and at that point you realise you forgot to put your own bin out? Arrgh! She's cursing very badly. And then she says, good morning, jelly beans, which reminded me of my day yesterday, if you're at all interested. Probably not, but I'll tell you anyway. Jelly beans. I've never given George jelly beans before. I'm quite funny about E numbers, as a lot of first-time mums are. I think apparently you don't worry about your second. So I gave him some jelly beans. He never had them before. And he ended up bouncing off the walls of H&M. I gave him some jelly beans because we were shopping and I wanted to try and sort of buy stuff. So just to keep him quiet, I gave him some sweets. Oh my good grief. He was bouncing off the walls in H&M, and this is no word of a lie. We were standing in the queue to pay for some stuff and the Black Eyed Peas came on. Let's get it started. And he's standing there, if you can imagine, with his Gap baseball cap on back to front, his shades on that I've just bought him, and my massive costume jewellery necklace, okay? Black Eyed Peas comes on and he shouts, dance, mummy! And I have to dance in front of everyone. It's really funny in our office because usually about 10:30, quarter to 11, there's this waft of something nice, possibly garlicky, occasionally tuna, and definitely with some onion going on. There's a waft that sort of filters throughout our office next door. And you turn around and you know for sure Richard Hatch is already eating his lunch. Gaz the painter has just texted in, Lynn, I like mild cheddar. I don't think I've ever had such a boring text. The big announcement is a wee announcement. I don't know, I don't want to sort of over-dramatise everything, but I'm actually leaving BFBS. Oh, I'm going to cry. So we've got 2 weeks of this nonsense left to go.